Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is there something I want? I'll grow my own. Yeah, all I need is G.O.D. to bless the seeds.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here every week at this time, and it's different times for different folks. Some people listen to this program during the week, some people on the weekend, some people in the podcast. The American Family Farmer podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. It's free. It doesn't cost anything, either at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. The most recent focus in our podcast has been about women and people of color in farming, the idea that there are a lot of people who are coming into farming that haven't been connected to it before. Some people coming back into farming that have had family connections to it in the past, that sort of thing. No matter what or who, it's important that we bring as many people into the house as possible. And so that's kind of what the focus is in part on the podcast currently at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In terms of the news this week, how many of you are celebrating National Ag Week, National Ag Day? I know that here in my community, actually in the state of Massachusetts, on National Ag Day, there is a meeting with all the legislators who have connections to farms. I sent a note to all four of the legislators who serve in the state of Massachusetts, represent my area, to get them invited to our yearly breakfast to talk about issues. I hope that there's something like that in your community or in your county or in your state, because if there isn't, there ought to be. No matter what state you live in, this is an important thing to acknowledge and be in touch with the people who are doing the agricultural work in your area. This has been arranged by the Agriculture Council of America. It's a nonprofit. All the leaders in the agriculture and food community put this day and this week aside. Anything, anybody whose efforts are related to agriculture, aimed at promoting awareness about the efforts among people of the land, horticulturalists, agriculturalists, that sort of thing. A lot of universities that have land-grant colleges that are teaching people, bringing people up to date on modern farming. And then there are government departments that are involved in National Ag Day as well. It was created by the Agricultural Council in 1973 and has been, quote-unquote, celebrated every year since then. I think what's important here is that you need to understand, those of you who, when we connect the food, the farm, and the family here on the American Family Farmer, it is important to know that there are, in every community, somebody has got to be involved in agriculture one way or another. Who are those people? And by the way, what are the job opportunities? There's certainly a lot of employment situations that have gone unfilled because they just can't find people to work. We find that across the board, no matter what the business, but it's especially noted in agriculture. Hopefully that will not affect the outcome of our crops. As we now get started, a lot of us are getting started planting, a lot of people on the in the mid-south states plowing and preparing the land for seeding. That's one of the reasons that National Ag Day happens during this first week of spring, right? To call attention to what the farmers are going to be doing and what they need to be doing. Another thing that's happening in the news this week is a focus on the farm bill. There have been a number of hearings in the past week or two about the farm bill. Happens every 5 years. I've noted two or three different areas of concern for Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, who how can you be in agriculture and not support the farm bill? But what does the bill support? Big farms or small farms? Well, in the most recent history, his prior tenure when the Obama administration was in, and before that with George Bush, and before that, I think it really got out of control with George Bush because he was so influenced by folks like the Souza family, Dean Foods down in Texas, raised a lot of money for his gubernatorial campaign and his presidential campaign. So as they got into the fold, it was a perfect example of how not to do business in terms of how the average person is affected. But as the Dean family became more and more involved in fluid milk supplies, got to the point where their family and Dean Foods controlled about 80% of all the fluid milk in the United States, they went bankrupt because they got too big, too fast, and they really didn't know how to handle a lot of these regional situations. So now Dairy Farmers of America is in, and they more represent big ag and big milk and big dairy than they do small farmers. So what's going to happen in the farm bill when it comes to dairy or when it comes to any small farm, family farm? That's the question that now has come up. The Senate Agriculture Committee having hearings. Vilsack has come in. He was grilled about the topics ranging from broadband to bird flu vaccines, that kind of stuff, because that's all affecting the big and the small. But I think that what we are seeing here, finally, after decades of the big ag businesses basically raping you and me as taxpayers, I don't think that that's a bad use of the word, because that's really what's happened. 89% of the producers have not made any money because the other 11% take the money and run, if you will. Even in record years, Vilsack said, 89% of producers didn't make any money or didn't make the majority of the money that they need to continue doing it. So that's why they need the help of the government, which is kind of a sad reality in and of itself. We're being pushed around. Farmers, 90% of the farmers in this country need help. All the money is going to the large farm entities that don't need the money. What kind of a screwed up system is this? Now I'm getting into the commentary department, but I thought that it was important to note that 71% of counties in his home state of Iowa have lost farms. And that was also echoed by the one of the senators from Arkansas. This is a very, very important time for small farmers. The large commercial size operations don't need the help. Vilsack said, we've got to figure out how we can create more revenue streams for all the small and mid-sized producers. That's the goal of both Republicans and Democrats. So let's see if they can work on this together. Senator Ernst of Iowa said it's important that we have support to some small farmer-owned and operated facilities. That certainly, I mean, you look around at all the coverage of this, I thought that some of the coverage was quite good, frankly. He acknowledged that writing a farm bill is no easy task, but he and his staff are there to provide timely responses for lawmakers that are trying to once again bring in the small farmer. And you look, really and truly, as was stated a number of times, all farms are important. But you can't tell that by looking at the last four farm bills by any stretch of the imagination. And then there's Senator Smith from Mississippi defending larger farm operations, the big agribusinesses. She says that their size allows them to capitalize on the benefits of the economies of size and the efficiencies as they work to feed and clothe our country. Well, Vilsack had the proper response. He said, quote, we need both. We clearly need production. There's no question about that. We're going to continue to have incredibly large, efficient, effective operations. We spent a lot of time and focus on those large-scale producers. The translation there is we spend a lot of time and money and focus on the large-scale producers, noting that all the money, most of the money, has gone to them instead of the smaller farms. Chuck Grassley, who is the Republican from Iowa on the Senate, on this committee, picked up on the issue of larger farmers. He said the farm safety net is supposed to help farmers weather the storm. The current law ensures that only 10% of the farmers are getting 70% of the benefits. That's the problem. Now that they that has hit fresh air, if you will, now it's up to these people to, you know, there's all the talk. The Democrats love talking about carbon neutral, what the farmers are doing about all of that. Debbie Sabino is the chairman of this committee, and she asked Vilsack about carbon markets. There's been a lot of stuff about trading carbon and the climate solutions. That's a red herring as far as I'm concerned. That's not what we should be thinking about. There's too much engineering going on the farm of farmers and farming when it comes to getting food produced. That should be something else. Anyway, there's something called the Thrifty Food Plan. Which is something for people who are on SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is basically welfare, and how much it costs for people to eat a healthy diet. And so that's part of that. It'll work its way in along with the food lunch menu that is in the school system. So that's always part of the farm bill. But let's make sure, I guess the bottom line here is making sure that you, as a family farmer, are getting to the people who represent you, your senators, your congressmen. Make sure they're hearing from you and organizations you belong to get the representation for the family farms and family farmers that they deserve. Don't let yourself and others who are your ilk get screwed over by the government yet again, as was the case when Trump was president, as was the case when Obama was president, as was the case when George Bush was the president. Please, let's hold on to the values of the family farm and get the job done with the new farm bill. Speaking of getting the job done, quick reminder about how to lose weight. Get yourself in the best shape you can be as you start your farming season. Go to toploss.com. Make sure you're checking out all of the specials. How does Calitrin work? It's all natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. It'll help you lose weight. More importantly, to keep it off. So check with all of the people. There are hundreds and hundreds, as a matter of fact, thousands of testimonials. I think 26,000, as a matter of fact, if you want to read them all. They're at toploss.com. Make sure that you get a hold of this exciting product and lose the weight and keep it off. $20 off on a 90-day supply plus free shipping. Use the Doug code when you go to toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Christina Bostic. Christina is the Senior Conservation Associate at the Montgomery Countryside Alliance, which is in Montgomery County. Did I say Montgomery County? I did. I think I did. In Maryland. So let's talk about what Christina does first. What does a Senior Conservation Associate do in Montgomery County, Christina?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me.
Sure.
I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about all of this. What does a Senior Conservation Associate do in Montgomery County? Well, we are the 1.5-person nonprofit protecting Montgomery County's best idea, the 93,000-acre agricultural reserve. And we need to go just a little bit of history here because
Sure. It's
not something that every urban suburban county has. We are the county directly north of the district of DC.
Right.
Mostly urban suburban county. We are the ag reserve that we're talking about today is about 20 miles as the crow flies from the Washington Monument. And it's a 40-year experiment in farmland protection.
How did it get started? Who set the land aside? Where did that idea come from?
So this is now, you know, the stuff of every planning textbook. But back in 1980, it was just a wild idea. So county planners back then, of Montgomery County specifically, saw family farms losing ground to development as they were everywhere. And, you know, we've come to think of this as just the natural order of things, but they actually did something about it, and in doing so created the Ag Reserve. So they took that top third of the county's land mass by, you know, geography, the 93,000 acres, and it was encumbered with a special zoning. And at this point, people's eyes glaze over, but it's actually fascinating stuff. One house per 25 acres was the zoning that was put over this area of the county. And each farm there was given special transfer development rights, meaning that the farmers still had development rights.
Yep.
But the development was actually placed down closer to transit, down closer to services, more closer to the urban core of the county, further closer into D.C. And so that, you know, flash forward 40 years now, it's worked, you know, and it has become the gold standard for how you go about protecting farmland, you know, on the outskirts of urban and suburban areas. Fast forward from there to 2001, Virginia had a bridge project. They were calling it the Techway, and they proposed a bridge over the Potomac that ends through this, you know, protected farmland area.
Leave it to those, to that bunch to come up with something like that, right?
I know. It just, you know, there are a number of ways to get from Maryland to Virginia, and they thought this was one bigger way. Well, you know, that's our, you know, gold standard of farmland protection in the county.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a small nonprofit formed to battle that back. And that nonprofit has become turned into Montgomery Countryside Alliance, who I am proud to work for. And we continue to keep the land protected and farming. But we have a twin mission, which is also ensure that the land.
All right. So let's talk about, let's get to the second part of your mission as we have time to continue here. Hold on a second. Christina Bostick is here from the Montgomery Countryside Alliance. Great idea. Interesting idea. Maybe it'll work in your neck of the woods. We'll continue here as we look at this very unusual way to protect land and get some things growing and going on the American Family Farm.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 23 people are dead after a tornado touched down in western Mississippi. That tornado tore a 100-mile trail of destruction through the Mississippi Delta. It hit the towns of Silver City and Rolling Fork. A chocolate factory explosion in Reading, Pennsylvania left two people dead with nine others still missing. Nearby resident Liz Soto telling Fox 29.
I heard a loud noise, like a roaring sound, and then I felt the room, the house shake.
The blast at the R.M. Palmer Chocolate Factory shook the town of West Reading and destroyed most of the building. Eight other people have been hospitalized. Former President Trump will kick off his 2024 run for the White House today in Waco, Texas. About 15,000 people are expected to attend the rally being held at the Waco Regional Airport. That rally begins at 2 p.m. local time. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the second half hour of this week's American Family Farm, where we continue our focus on the Montgomery Countryside Alliance, is this an idea that could work where you are? Christina Bostic is here to explain what this is all about. We've heard the story of how it got started. There is, in this area of, District of Columbia is a very interesting area because there are so many people living there and working there from all around the country. This is an area just north of there, Montgomery County, where there's an effort now to provide guidance to farmers, an opportunity for farmers, farmers who would be farmers, you know, that sort of thing. So the resources seem to be there. And this is a nonprofit. Do you get support from the government of Montgomery County, the state of Maryland, and or do you get private support to keep this going?
So we get some support from Montgomery County. We get some support from corporate entities. We get some support. The large majority of our support comes from just, residents of Montgomery County and the wider region that want to see farms continue on the edge of our bustling, busy area. We really feel that it's not enough to have the gold standard of farmland protection, but we just need to see that farmland continue to be farmed. And that's where the idea for LandLink came from.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now looking at how this goes year after year after year, the number of people working there, this is an area that has a pretty diverse population.
Absolutely.
So do you have farmers who are knowledgeable that maybe black farmers, white farmers? I'm not a big fan of this sort of thing because I think that we overemphasize some of the things that we need to be bringing cohesiveness and people together. And oftentimes when you start talking about, are they black farmers, are they white farmers, are they immigrants, are they Native Americans, whatever they are, then what gets lost in the translation is the good that they're doing. So at any rate, it looks to me like you have got a pretty interesting group on all of this. What did you say, 90,000 acres of land?
That's it's part of 90,000 acres of land that is it is privately held, some of it. It is parks. It is it is open space. It is all sorts of different things. We are trying to match farmers with long-term leases on this land. Mm-hmm. Like so many different urban areas, we have, you know, a severe housing shortage, and it's only gotten worse recently.
Right.
We did a documentary in 2013. A farmer said in that documentary, you know, your beginning farmer makes about as much as a beginning teacher. Or an established farmer makes about as much as a beginning teacher in Montgomery County. That salary is not going to buy you a townhouse. How are you going to buy farmland? And so long-term leases have been a way that we are trying to overcome the high cost of land to get people growing. And we're finding that the hunger to grow is, you know, so many people really, really want to get growing, and we need them to. In Montgomery County, as across the country, the average age of farmers is 59. We are fortunate to have lots of fourth and fifth generation farms in the county, as there are all across the country that are wonderful. But we're also on the precipice of a huge turnover in farmland ownership, and that's true in Montgomery County as well. We don't differentiate. It is all sorts of people coming. But, you know, we have immigrants that are coming from countries where the agrarian way of life is so much more prevalent. And then folks who grow up here with no farming exposure, but they're coming to farming. And we need to do the best we can to match them with the resources to get growing, because there are so many barriers.
What would they do without you? That's the question. I guess, in a manner of speaking, people listening to this now are wondering, okay, so we have all of these people that are working to make this happen, but let's say they weren't there. You got 93,000 acres of land. What would become, just in a hypothetical, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because it's not productive, but it is interesting to think, all right, with all this land, and it's a great agricultural area, kind of reminds me of southern Jersey as I drive through with this great farmland there, and in Pennsylvania, southern Pennsylvania, not that far from Harrisburg and York and some other great ag areas. I guess I'm wondering, well, I'm more wondering about you and whether you, I know you're from this area, but how much farming experience did you have before you got into this? I know you're environmentally conscious, but how much farm knowledge did you have before you jumped onto this platform?
Well, you're quite right that I came to farming through sort of more an environmental lens. You know, I am from this county. I'm from the more urban part of this county. I came up into what I didn't know then was the Ag Reserve every single year on my birthday to hike Sugarloaf Mountain. And I think it's exactly what you're saying where, you know, I went up and did this every year, and I thought it just got accidentally rural out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, it didn't. And the rural area would not be there unless there was this really concerted effort to protect this farmland. But, you know, along with that effort to protect the farmland, you have to make sure it is farmed. And, you know, as those farmers are aging, we just need to make sure that
let me put it a different way. This is a problem that's not just yours and Montgomery County's. This is a universal problem across our country where, in fact, the average age of farmers in Montgomery County is younger. The average farmer in America is 64 years old. So what does that say about keeping farmland in farmland, keep produce growing, keep milk flowing to satisfy our appetites, or are we going to give it all over to big ag, which isn't even really ag, these companies that are making phony food and processed food. And in 50 years, I've said this many, many times in public appearances on various radio programs that I do. If we're not smarter about what we're doing here, and that includes the government, that's why I was talking about that farm bill earlier in the program in the news segment that I think you heard me talking about. Without that, unfortunately, we have become dependent on the government in many ways, maybe by design from governmentalists, if you will. But the reality is that if we don't get off of our tushes and figure out how to do in part what you're doing, that is to make it a priority, in by 2050, never mind, we won't be the breadbasket of the world, we won't be able to feed ourselves. Because we have lots of stupid policy, lots of inane people who don't know what they're doing. They think that the food still, and this is the younger members of society, not the old farmers, who think all the food comes to the grocery store. And if you didn't learn a lesson from that during the pandemic, I don't know, you're kind of out to lunch, it seems to me. And so I'll hold on to my hat here for a moment. We'll pause for a few messages on the American Family Farm, and then Christina Bostic comes back as we focus on this idea. Can it work? Should it work? Does it need to be near where you are to keep farmland in farm production and to get people around who are qualified to do the work? That's as we continue here in the American Family Farmer.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
From the IDEA Department, the American Family Farmer Program, I'm Doug Steffen with Christina Bostic, who is a conservation associate at Montgomery Countryside Alliance. All this land and trying to get farmers to use it. It looks to me like some of it is in forest. Is a part of this is conservation land is not all open, right?
Not all open. And, most of it is privately held land, and that's why we see ourselves as almost like a dating site, where we are making matches between these non-farming landowners. Nothing wrong with being a non-farming landowner, but to all the non-farming landowners out there, there are options for your land that you maybe haven't even considered.
Mm-hmm.
And with this great need for local food and, for purchase, but also in the pandemic, 50% increase in Montgomery County in food insecurity.
Yeah.
And almost every farmer that is looking for land now through LandLink, our site to make these matches, is in some way, some part of their business is attempting to grow to feed this literal hunger, this food insecurity. And, just to tell you some stats about the program, we currently have 9 landowners offering long-term leases, and we have 30 land seekers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a ratio
imbalance
issue there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's an imbalance. Excuse me. Just this year, in this calendar year, we're averaging about 2 inquiries per week from farmers looking to farm.
Well, it's good. At least people are paying attention, though, Christina. People are realizing that you're there and there's a place to go. So that's not all bad.
It's not all bad. It's a wonderful thing that people are trying to get more involved in farming. A lot of them have a lot of their seasons. They have a number of seasons under their belt, either through the farming training programs that are popping up, community garden plots. Perhaps they're immigrants that come from a long family farming background, just not here. And, we seek to make those matches. And the way it works is, again, rather like a dating site. We have listings from landowners. We have listings from farmers. The farmers and landowners that are members of the program can, through me, contact each other. And, the hope is there's some shared vision there. There is, good communication, like any relationship. It really is a relationship.
Yeah.
And the hope is that they can make something happen and get growing. We have a number of farms that have started and grown as a result of this program.
Well, the connection that you have also, I'm sure there are CSAs that are part of this, depending on what the farmer is doing. I'm hoping I'm guessing that you have the connection that is being made with the help of people like you to drive this, so that local restaurants are using the food grown here, that local stores, grocery stores, the giant stores, and the local grocery have the food from the farmer. Farmers markets do. And this is all part of the potential that you would have. So if you're interested, if there's a potential in your area, why don't you just go online to the Countryside Alliance. It's MOCOAAlliance.org. That's where you find Missouri. That's Montgomery County. MOCOAlliance.org. and see what they're doing. Maybe there's a hint or two in there, a helpful hint for you in your area. Christina Bostic here on this week's American Family Farmer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that harvest honey.
53 past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about our podcast, the download, if you will, at American Family Farmer. I was talking earlier about the American Family Farmer. We have a discussion here this week with how a 90,000 acre farm has been set up by people who are trying to bring folks in who want to farm but don't have the opportunity. That was kind of the story that we told with this lady that came in a week or so ago. And there's a big push on all around in the agricultural business to people of color being in ag jobs or owning their own farm, which has not been possible for lots of things that happened all the way back to the Civil War. So that discussion is part of a recent American Family Farmer podcast. Also, we have some advice for people as we get closer to April 15th. We have the Fairness for Farmers routine that we've discussed. National Farmers Union has created a lot of help for people. And not only are we getting labeling requirements for meat, poultry, and eggs, but there also is a focus on by the National Farmers Union, the American Farm Bureau Federation, to help people with wealth-building strategies. We had a shareholder, a farmer shareholder, who also is a CPA, that brought us a lot of tax strategy ideas. So that's part of, if you want to have some last-minute ideas before the 15th, there you go. Help yourself. It's all free. The American Family Farmer podcasts are free at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or, in fact, wherever you get your podcasts. And with that in mind, my thoughts, my comments this week focus on farmers and how you're doing. Talking to this lady about what's in Montgomery County, the average 59-year-old farmer. As I said, the average farmer around the country is 65 now. And so are you still capitalizing? As we look ahead, I don't think of my age. I don't think of my age at all. I just keep going because I think this part of my life, having the farm, is a very important thing for me to do for my legacy, I guess, a matter of speaking, for my family, but for my community, because there aren't many farms left around here and there aren't many examples of animals being raised. So that's just one example of many. As you think about going out for another year to plow, to harrow, to plant, whether it's for things that you will sell directly or whether it's food and feed for the animals that you're growing, the growing season is an exciting time. So we tend to put a lot of things out of our mind, like having your financial, all of your financial house in order. The tax focus helps to get us there a little bit. But also, you know, we go through the winter. Sometimes people who farm 9-10 months out of the year have a couple of months and they get depressed because the situation, if we were allowing it to get to us, is pretty bleak. For as I pointed out in the earlier portion talking about the farm bill, 89% of us don't make any money, or we barely make enough to survive. And the fact that we've got all this money, federal money, taxpayer money, going to these, and I say these damn big conglomerates that suck the life out of all of us because they want more for the bottom line, we've tailored these farm bills to them long enough. It's time for it to stop. And so as you assess yourself, what your strengths are, one of them is to be politically astute and to talk to congressmen. Most farmers that I know have known their congressman at one point in time or another. Certainly in many of these things, you should get to know the congressman and have a relationship with the senator that represents you or the senators that represent you so that you can translate in a productive way a conversation, you know, listening to what they think, but also they need to listen to what you think. There are a lot of ag organizations like the lady we just talked to, but many of them in different parts of the country present differently, that are bringing their strengths together so that they can have a unified voice when it comes to lobbying for things like the Farm Bill. So get on the page. Make sure you are being heard so that the people who make the decisions know that you, as a voter for them and as a taxpayer, do not support a lot of money going to entities that don't need any money at all. The money needs to go to the small family farmers. If there's no other statement made to Secretary Vilsack, then that ought to be the statement. No money, and exercise and be strong about it. There's a sense of vision. Your ability to communicate and to be a part of this process. So grab the opportunity and tell your representatives you want to have the money in the farm bill going to you, the small family farmer. That's my point of view. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.